in the dark and the rain, making our way along the side of the road. I could see that many of the troops still had their rifles. They stuck up above the capes.
"What brigade are you?" an officer called out.
"Brigada di pace,"
someone shouted.
"Peace brigade."
The officer said nothing.
"What does he say? What does the officer say?"
"Down with the officer. Viva la pace."
"Come on," Piani said. We passed two British ambulances abandoned in the block of vehicles.
"They're from Gorizia," Piani said. "I know the cars."
"They got further than we did."
"They started earlier."
"I wonder where the drivers are."
"Up ahead, probably."
"The Germans have stopped outside Udine," I said. "These people will all get across the river."
"Yes," Piani said. "That's why I think the war will go on."
"The Germans could come on," I said. "I wonder why they don't come on."
"I don't know. I don't know anything about this kind of war."
"They have to wait for their transport, I suppose."
"I don't know," Piani said.
Alone, he was much gentler. When he was with the others, he was a very rough talker. "Are you married, Luigi?"
"You know I am married."
"Is that why you did not want to be a prisoner?"
"That is one reason." "Are you married, Tenente?"
"No."
"Neither is Bonello."
"You can't tell anything by a man's being married." "But I should think a married man would want to get back to his wife," I said. "I would be glad to talk about wives."
"Yes."
"How are your feet?"
"They're sore enough."